Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is episode 191 of the Oprah Rose Show.
Our girl is back.
Yes. She's thank back. You, guys. I'm back.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm back. You know, I thank y'all so much for holding it down while I dealt with my little family stuff.
Yeah. That's what family does.
Yes, yes, yes. So it was a quite a tiring week, to say the least. And now I'm home. I was like, I'm not leaving. I had not slept in my own bed in over the course of 2 weeks. I had not slept consecutively 2 days in my bed. So I'm not leaving. I was, like I said, so tired by the time I got back and just, yeah.
It's like, it's nothing like sleeping in your own bed, even like your own vacation, having fun. Like,
yeah,
when you come back, it's like nothing like your own shower and nothing like your own bed.
Yeah. Get me back. I know. I think we've talked about that before. Like, you know, I can only go 5 days to a place and I'm like, I'm ready to go home. Like, I better be in Africa. That's the only time I can like stay a lengthy stay someplace. I'm like, I got to get home.
You were fine in Greece.
Yeah, yeah, but I was ready to go at the end. I'm literally all, at any trip, I'm always ready to go. I've never been like, let's stay. Like, nope, let's get back. Actually, I'm ready to go.
Girl loves chaos.
Me?
Yes.
No, I just, it's something about being in your own space. Like, even when I was home, you know, my father was like, you can't stay. He was trying to get me to stay one extra day. And I was just like, Daddy, I have to get back to the place that I pay rent. I have to get, it's like, I love being in my own space. Like you said, your own shower, like your own shit. I can walk around with no shoe, like whatever I want to do.
Gee, what's the longest you can be away from home?
I can be away from home for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, I say 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can.
2 weeks is like my max, though.
Nah, I could be gone for a month.
Okay.
She said no.
The dog can be gone.
It's gonna fly me out.
It's giving fly me out.
It's getting flued out for the weekend.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Literally, I'm giving fly out for the weekend. Fly me out just for the weekend. Nothing longer, child. I'll be like, can you get my return flight home, please? I'm right.
Oh, I need to see the return when you
before
book
you book
it.
Like,
it ain't no one way.
Oh yeah, no, it's getting
my
trip.
What I will say is though, in COVID, I think COVID has created that for me to be able to stay in another place a little bit longer than before. I think before I probably would have been more like 2 weeks max, right. But now I know how to relax a little bit more. So I'm cool. As long as the bed is good, we straight.
That's fair. Yeah.
Look, it made me worse.
Said I need my hair products. Okay.
It's just certain things. You know, it's like living out of a suitcase. And I think even that, you know, my little OCD behind, but then I don't unpack, but I hate shit.
I was just about to say, like, if it's a week, I'm going to unpack. Like, I don't unpack for like a weekend, but like, if it's a week, I will unpack my suitcase.
Then I'm leery about drawers unless I have spray. It's just, it's too much. Yeah.
Okay. I was actually shocked to see you put something away. Well, I think you hung it up in the closet when we was in Utah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll hang stuff. Days. No, I always hang stuff. Like, always, okay. I always got a jacket. So I'll hang
Oh,
stuff,
yeah. That's like, what I meant. Like, hanging. Saying. But you won't do drawers. You'll still.
Yeah.
You'll
I'm like leery about drawers. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. You know.
Girl, showing one bed bugs, chat.
It's a bunch of weird ass idiosyncrasies I have. Anywho, so yes, again, thank y'all so much. So we're super excited today. We have a guest.
Yes.
Excited about this one.
We are so excited. We have Brianna from Spike Spin.
What's up, y'all?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Went on. In law.
Hey, baby law.
I was just about to say, I'm sorry. Brie in law. We're right, baby law. So
hopefully
excited.
Don't add too much to the conversation, but
no, so look, we love babies.
Yes.
This is a baby friendly pod. So Brie, tell us, how did you start Spike Spin?
I started Spiked Spin in 2016. My background is in digital advertising. I was taking a bunch of boutique fitness classes, boutique cycling classes all around Manhattan. And I quickly started to think about, one, the price point, two, the people in the room or not in the room rather. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I love the experience, but there was clearly a need that was not being met because it was attracting one demographic of people, which was affluent white people. And I basically felt like I wanted to take that experience and take what they had thought about and what was created, but bring it to the culture and make it fresher, make it hipper, make it cooler. And that's basically how Spiked was created. And it's evolved a ton since then, but in the plainest form, that's what it was. It was like, why are we not here? Oh, because we can't afford it, or because this music is trash, or this instructor I can't relate to. Take those things, fix them, and then add our sauce to it, and Spiked is born.
Love that. Yes. Yeah. Because I think, like, spinning for me initially, I did not like it. Like, I had to realize it was the teachers and the music. And that was just said, like, random, you know, like Soul Cycle classes years ago. Yep. And I was like, how my friends like this? Like, my butt hurt. Yep. It ain't never getting used to it. And then I'm like, I literally don't like this. And then I think even with like a Peloton, I was like, I can't take the white instructors. I can only take the black ones. I have to make sure the music is targeted, like hip hop 30-minute class.
Right.
And I was like, oh, now I get it. And I was literally like, and sometimes it's like, I was crying on a little Lauryn Hill class one time. I was like, because sometimes it gets a little spiritual.
Yes, it does.
I told you I was crying. She was singing Zion and I was like, my joy.
Oh yeah, that'll make you cry.
It will. You know, Zion hit different. So, so love that. And now you guys are opening back up in New York on May 17th?
No, we reopened yesterday, May 10th.
Oh, wow, yes. Okay.
Yeah, we are live in effect. Classes are open, bookings are open, memberships are available. And to your point, I think we've built this great following because of everything you just mentioned. We are conscious of being authentic, so we're not just trying to do this like versus ride. You know, it's like anytime you come to a Spiked class, it doesn't matter what instructor you get, you know that you're going to get the vibes, you're going to get the culture. And then beyond that, the emotional, inspirational, spiritual journey that you go on is a... All right.
Law's like, hey, what's up?
Right.
Law's like, I love...
Law's about to get to you.
That is like one of the most important elements to me. And that's what I train all the instructors to keep in mind. It's like, I tell them, people are going through their very worst situation when they come through this door. Like a woman could have just found out her best friend passed away, God forbid. And then someone just found out they're pregnant. So it's like the best, someone's having their best day and someone's having their worst day. And regardless, they need to be better when they leave here. And if you do everything with that in mind, then the experience will always be special.
I love that. Yeah. That is amazing. So obviously COVID was very challenging for everyone. Whether you were an entrepreneur or not, but more specifically for an entrepreneur in the health, live health, gym, fitness world.
Yes.
A lot of businesses didn't make it. What was special for you? How did you pivot? What did that look like? I know that had to be incredibly stressful. You had just opened your doors, like a year?
We were open for four months.
Wow.
I resigned from my corporate job February 14th, and Spiked's last day of being open was March 15th.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It was a whirlwind to say the very least. And I found out I was pregnant like March 30th.
So
it was definitely a crazy, crazy time. In the moment I was very overwhelmed because I didn't pivot as quickly as other people were able to because I was pregnant and I didn't know. I just thought I was very sick and I had no idea what was going on with me. I kept telling my husband, I'm like, I just feel so out of it. Like I might have COVID. Like I was so scared. When I look at my emails from last year, I was canceling events, you know, like towards the end of February. And I was just like, I'm just not feeling well. And then obviously I found out I was pregnant and I had the hardest first trimester. And so when everyone else was like able to pivot and just go online and just like start having virtual classes, I was not able to do that. And I was really nervous because I just was like, I just opened these doors. Like, we got to make this work. What's going to happen? Luckily, we did have enough savings, which would have been for like doing different things in the studio and like marketing and all those things that we basically just completely depleted to keep the doors open. And so the money that we had like planned and done those things as a business for me to be able to leave work and sustain all just went into keeping the lease. And
that's it. Open.
Yeah. They didn't have like no programs or nothing for the lease.
So unfortunately, like I was denied for so many of those like PPP loans.
I was just about to say, what's going on with the PPP?
Wow. Yeah, and it's crazy because
too many motherfuckers was in Atlanta scamming with it.
Right. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but,
yeah, but we're gonna say it. Like they were scamming, and there's people like you
got a whole business.
I know people who were getting hundreds of thousands of dollars who had just opened a business during the pandemic. And I'm like, yo, I have actual tax records, actual EIN. And I was getting declined. So then my brother's like, it's because you're putting the right information.
Wow. So
and I was like, I'm not about to.
I didn't even know that there was like an approval process.
Oh yeah, definitely.
To the point where, I mean, there's an approval process, but not to the point where people like really get declined.
Yes, there is.
That's crazy. I'm so sorry that was happening.
No, it's fine. I take it in stride and I'm like, you know what? It really made me get creative and resilient. And it really has shown me like Spiked is meant to be here because in any other instance, there are so many businesses that have investors and strong backing, and unfortunately they didn't make it. And so I just take that as like, all right, God, you like to keep me shaken up for sure.
Yeah.
But there's something to this. So I'm gonna just keep
stick with it. Yeah. Your test now is your testimony later.
Yeah, right. Cause that is wild.
Listen, the baby was the icing on the cake.
Right. And then on top.
I could only imagine. Like I literally could only imagine that stress.
Girl, I was looking at that stress. Chick like, this has got to be a mother. And Joe, I was like, am I being punked? Like, I know I shouldn't take this personally, but it felt like a very personal attack on my world.
Yeah. Wow. You were like, violence was chosen on you. Violence was chosen.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Was that like having a baby during COVID? Like, because it was still the heat of it at the time when you delivered.
So it actually has been like, the gift because I get to spend so much time with him. My husband has gotten to spend so much time with him and be there with me through all of my terribleness of the pregnancy, which if it wasn't COVID, he wouldn't be. He would have been at the office working nonstop. I probably would have still been trying to like be all over doing all of the things. So it was hard from like, we couldn't be with my family as much, my extended family.
Yeah.
But it was really, I look at it as a privilege because I don't know that we'll ever get to do that with another, like any more of our children, where we just like completely shut down and just focus on each other and the baby and like what we can do together.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was saying that to one of my colleagues, excuse me, on Friday, because my daughter she'll be 3 in August, but I was saying that like the schedule and the manners of which like I was working, I feel like I barely saw her. You know, I saw her maybe on average 3 hours a day, like just based off wake up, you know, then pick her up, dinner. And then I had like a very rigid like bedtime for her. But COVID like allowed for us to really, really, really bond.
Yeah.
And even though it was frustrating trying to like work with a toddler in your face.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would ever have that time, you know, so I get
moved
by that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, blessings.
Yeah.
Blessings in disguise.
For sure. I'm interested in how you came up with the name Spiked. So my drunk ass thought when you say spike, it's like a spiked drink. God. Like I might have like a little cocktail after I get off the bike. But that's not the case. So where did the name Spike come from?
So that's actually right where I wanted you to go because it's you that expect that unexpected flavor. Of like, oh, the punch was spiked or something. Like, that's how I feel like what we brought to the industry. It's like, we are giving you that unexpected flavor that you didn't know you needed. You know, like you could have had the regular fruit punch, but right. when you add a little Ciroc, it might be a little better. That's what we wanted to do. Like, it was like the fitness industry already exists. We're not recreating something, right. but we are adding a brand new flavor to it. And that's how we wanted to conduct business. And that's what we want people to take with them everywhere. Like, I always tell people, Spiked for us is in the fitness industry. Spiked for you is some unique trait that is specific only to you. And the right. more that we encourage people to walk in that and embrace that, then they're like, oh yeah, we're all spiked. I'm like, yes, it's your own like splash of whatever that thing is that people are like, oh, I didn't know we were rolling like that today, right. TT. I didn't know we had that, GG. Like, and you're like, yeah, that's my little.
I love that. That's your spike. I told you, now that I know that it is officially, I did think it was the 17th because I'm going to get my fat ass down there to a class on a bike. Because
wait, what like, part of town, what part of the city is the class?
It's in Bed-Stuy on Fulton and Franklin.
Okay. I used to be in Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, not anymore. Sucks not for anymore. You. Me too. Yeah, like, sucks for you. But no,
that's
I
for both of us, right?
Right. right.
I cannot. And so, you know, we definitely obviously encourage everybody to take a class and get on down there because yeah, that is why. And I remember when you opened it and then COVID hit and it was just like, what? Like everybody was just affected in so many different ways, but like you said, yours was a tsunami for sure.
A fucking tsunami.
That was a tsunami.
Yeah, that wasn't spiked. That was a tsunami. Like that was a tornado spiked
in its own way. But...
That wasn't a sprinkle. It was a whole tsunami.
God said, spike. "Oh, you want to run with this word spike time?"
Right,
yeah,
right.
The crazy part is at the top of the year. You know how everyone gives themselves a word like, "Oh, my word is this abundance." Yeah. So my word for 2020 was epic, and I was like, "All right, God. You never let me down. I need to be more specific wow. with the language around my word because epic it was.
It was.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Sometimes you do. I think I remember one time I asked for like patience and everything was just so slow. And I'm like, damn, you really have to be specific in what you
gotta ask. Add the you language.
Very, very specific. And I'm like, oh, okay. I learned that the hard way, wouldn't you? Matter of fact, and I was in church and she said it. The lady was like, are you sure you want to pray for patience? Because I will make you.
Now while not holding your sure. hand.
Yeah.
Hold your hand. Sure, baby?
Yeah, she was like, now, you know, now if you ask for patience, God will test you. And I was like, no, let's try something else. I was like, something right. in the family of that. And I was like, not patient. She did. And I'll never forget it. It was like a call to altar, hold in my hands.
That is hilarious.
Never. Funny. Yeah, God is funny. God is the ultimate comedian.
Oh,
ultimate.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Ultimate. So
for sure.
We briefly, you know, we explained to you our Lori Amber Portia Dashian game. There's so many.
Oh, not names. Portia.
We got it. We'll get to her. We're going to get to her. And maybe we really going to get to her. We're going to do an investigative special on Patreon about Portia. It is giving deep dive, Dateline, CNN documents. We need to do our research about this Portia Williams situation. But anywho, Amber Lori Portia Dashian game.
Yes. There we go.
It kind of got a cute little ring to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Brie, who are your people for the game? Because I ain't saying that shit again.
Okay. All right, this one is probably problematic because of his past history. But my dating person would have to be Chris Brown.
Oh, that was mine.
I love Chris Brown. Yeah.
I know
this is a Chris Brown.
Yeah, I'm like, I know people feel so many ways, but like,
what's your reason for picking Chris?
I mean, outside of you know that his situation, I mean, I just love. Chris is like, I just love him. Like, I really do. I think he's fine. He can dance. He got swag. He's creative. He seems like he's so much fun. And so if it's like, I'm young and this is a fling, he seems like who you want to fling with. You know, you just.
And you're going to get them paparazzi.
I get it.
Bruce Brown. Yeah.
They're going to get them photos of you every time you're walking out.
The paps are out. He's probably going to have you doing some wild things. You just never know. Each day is going to be brand new.
Yeah, for sure.
that's giving.
Also, we seen that dick imprint. So
you know what? I am married.
You are married. You are married. So I'm saying it. You know, I've seen the dick imprint, Briss Brown. So I like the direction of which you are going.
Oh my God. You in the car, you gotta be in the car with the paparazzi. Like you act like you don't want to be seen. This is always and don't nobody ever have on a mask. Like, but especially
you
now.
Want everyone to know.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mask off, but you like this in the car. So you know it's me. Like you give it like a salute instead of a shade. Like
the second person I was thinking for that little rendezvous, like a date, could be Quavo.
Oh,
gives me like fun, but maybe a little bit more of a gentleman, you know, like behind the scenes. I feel like he's not as crazy. So those would be my two for the date. Now, a longer term relationship I'm like thinking about that. I don't really know. I probably would go Damson Idris right now because he's been just like my little boy crush. I feel like the English accent, like you could wake up to that every day, pancakes in bed. Like I'm imagining a whole scene.
Yeah.
Or Trevor Noah, which I know was like the complete opposite.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow. No one ever named him, right?
No, but I love it.
But I feel like they are, like, I feel like each of them in their own way would make you laugh all of the time and you would just have like a lot of fun and you can take them seriously. You could take them home to your parents. But you could also just go out and be like in the streets with them.
Yeah. I just want to just be in the house with Damson, listen to Wiz.
You know, doesn't he give you that vibe? Yeah. Like your sheets are
red wine.
Yes. Okay. White sheets, sun, and you know, that's
he's just singing to you.
That's it.
He got his shirt unbuttoned, three buttons.
He has three, a little London chest accent. Out. The accent is working. Right. Everything's working. Yeah.
He
does. You want pancakes for dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
Pancakes for
dinner. Not the
ex. Pancake.
He know what he'd be doing. Him and his whole, now that's like this little British, like my sicko ass follows a fan page called like DSMS or something.
I don't follow it, but the Oprah Rose page follows it. So okay. Yes.
I personally follow it. And I'm like, and he like comments on it and everything. So I was like, sis, you're sick.
Well, they do a good job on that page.
They do embracing the sex of it all. He knows that
he does. He does.
And that's fine.
That's a turn on for me. I like when a man knows he's fine.
He's fine. Oh, that's that Leo.
That is definitely a Leo.
Yeah. Like, don't let me run you over. Shit.
Because yeah, I will.
I will. Yeah.
So I need you to know who you are.
Know your worth. Yeah. Know your worth. Because
know your worth. Otherwise, I'm going to minimize it. I'm sorry.
Literally.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Are all Leos the same?
They are.
Basically, yeah.
Like, literally, T has used the word minimize before in regards to, like, men. Yes. So.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to, you let definitely have to be, have a strong foothold of who you are. Like, I can't assist with that, unfortunately, because mine is so strong. Like, I don't,
unintentionally
I would not even know.
So strong.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
I would not even know what to do with someone who was like semi mild mannered, like literally would not know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Which brings me to my husband.
Come on, hubby.
So my husband would be my choice. Like, honestly, he knows that. And he won't be shocked by this. The world might hate this, but Jay-Z would have to be my husband because he's the ultimate swag daddy. Like, he's not the finest, but his approach to the world of just like, I say what I want, I do what I want, and you're gonna get on board with it or move on is the most attractive thing I can ever find in a man. Like, I love a man who's just so bossy that it's just like
just that confidence, don't you?
That boss, like, that will outweigh a cute guy that's a dweeb any day for me. Like, I don't need a cute dweeb. I need a decent boss.
I know, you know what I'm singing? Ain't nothing to a boss. So that's what I'm literally singing.
Like, when I just see how he conducts himself, I'm like, this is what a man should strive.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm over here singing Sharifa, I Need a Boss, but
you know. Okay, you are so old.
Wow.
It's giving like Miss Anita or something like that. That's gonna be Daryl's day. Miss Anita.
That's my son's favorite, Anita.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I like it. That is given.
That it was like 2004, given. Sis. Like, come on now.
That was 15 years ago.
Thank you. I was just on my face. I was like,
babe.
And now I'm going off in my head about that song. Like, because she screamed, like, I need a boss. Like, hey. My God. So, speaking of bosses, Miss Portia Williams, because she's a boss, she has solidified boss herself up. In
yes.
Real Housewives franchise, not Atlanta.
History.
Real Housewives history.
Number yeah. one trending topic, all social media. Playboy.
Like, it. I think collectively, this season has been very slow for everybody. You know, they constantly only focused on Bolo and that sex skate or whatever. And then yeah. Kenya's just crazy. I haven't even watched the rest of the reunions because the Bravo app on Apple TV is trash, but a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Terrible.
It's horrible. So I have to go to someone's house to like that has cable to figure it out. But anywho. It's been very slow. We don't know. And if someone can also tell me where Tanya is and all of this.
Oh, yeah, I they asked the about that.
So where is she? Why?
That's what they were saying, child, that she fled the country and left. Well, fled the country, Canada, and just left because she felt like she was being attacked for the South Carolina debacle. Because, you know, they were saying that her and Portia were in the room with Bolo.
I mean, they were.
But she felt like she was being attacked about that. And that's why she left. And
that's why she left.
Her man, her life partner said, you right. acting up.
Yeah.
Now you gotta go. You embarrassing me. And now we
go. Because he's like all in the tech world.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Fallon and Simon were also in South Carolina. So my group tech.
You literally. I actually thought about that this morning. And I was Fallon and Simon, because they remember they was mad that Fallon bought Simon to the girls' trip. So yes. There's just, that's why I said, we're not even going to go because it's giving Dateline investigate
so much.
2020 special for how deep we're going to go into this.
But yes. Like, shout out to Portia though for being the person who told us. Like, I don't know if I've seen a situation where
Kim Kardashian, she's giving Kim, she's controlling her own narrative.
She is. Yeah. Like, when I saw it, I was like, well, I didn't even know this was happening. Like, why'd you tell me?
Right.
She strategically, and that's why I said, this is just top line stuff, to strategically announce this on Mother's Day, you know, with that flowy dress on, and we know Portia dressed
both her niggas.
Both of them. which, you know, she dresses extremely sexy. So I thought that the doll was pregnant, had no clue who the hell Simon was. She got a ring on her finger. And I was like, was confused. And then obviously, you know, Monday night and Tuesday morning, the internets were on a fire, on a blaze. Everybody like putting things together. Like, it's just crazy. I mean, by now, right? If you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, everybody obviously knows what happens. And Portia is now dating the husband of a friend of the show, which Fallon was brought on as her friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in her post was like, she wasn't a friend of mine. Like, Kelly Price, yes, she was.
Because if you run the tapes, when Fallon was introduced, it says Portia's friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She left with my man. Like, it was giving, she lied, she did. Now, funny enough, when I was watching, I was home and I was watching the reunion and I'm like, who would Portia ever date after this? I'm like, who is she going to date? You know, they were talking about like the co-parenting situation. And I'm like, I don't know who I see her with. And then literally 2-3 days later.
She said, say less, sis. I got you. And we're going to save the rest for wild. Patreon. We're giving away too much.
We're giving away too much. What I will say is right before we started recording, I posted like a meme about all this because the memes are obviously hilarious.
Oh my gosh. I got so many screenshots.
So many. And shout out to sweet Becky. I know you are a listener. And she was saying that she just thinks, we can just get into this, that this is a scam and that Dennis and Simon are in on it because she said it has to. And I was like, yeah, because she was like, the baby daddy is in on it. And I was like, I have seen that. And she said, it has to be true. What black man do you know is cool with their baby mother moving on? Which I think is so true.
Yeah. Very true. And he was just buying her Chanel bag every week.
Exactly.
To get her bag.
So we can actually talk about that. Because I don't think that I agree with that statement. I'm like, he's not going to be cool with her moving on at
not
all.
This quickly. Not this quickly.
One thing to be in the same room with the nigga, but like for him to offer me cigars and
lighting the cigar.
He got more money than him. It's, I don't know.
It's definitely, there's something fishy. It's definitely something fishy in the water, for sure. It's something, something's, because what Alyssa's theory was something about the hot dog and the oil. I was falling this morning. Like the hot dog and the oil. Something, you know, he was selling oil and a hot dog. I was like, oh my God, these.
Not as giving mergers and acquisitions, honey.
You know what?
Now say what now?
It's just, and then I guess.
Sports.
Right, imports, right? I mean, what y'all think? Is Portia wrong? Yes. Or is she right? Is she within her own right?
I think she's wrong.
She's dead wrong.
I think she's wrong. But
she's wrong because she was swimming in her pool. You can't swim in my pool. And then drink my drink, swim in my pool. And then marry my man. Like when he first hit you up, who initiated the like? It's so many.
They not even their divorce ain't even.
Who initiated?
That's like the because if one of my friend's exes, even if it's a friend that is just I'm cordial. If her man's like, hey Brie, I'm giving him the eyes. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
so I need to know who was Portia.
Who initiated?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what I do hate though is that the women always take the brunt of what happens. Like Simon is fine and just like skating free, like showing off the ring, like this is my girl, we happy, blah blah blah. My sis Portia had to take her comments off the post. You can't even comment on it no more.
Really?
Yeah. But do I think she was wrong? I do, only because to your point, Brie, is like you came to my house, you ate my food, you were in my pool. So now I don't live in the house. You go see my man at that house?
Right. Like if she didn't go to the house and they just pass each other in passing, I still would be like, side eye.
Right.
Like, okay. But the fact that you were introduced by Fallon on the show to her husband, like, hey, this is my husband. And Portia's like, oh, you laid it out for us. And it's just like all of that for me is like, okay, this is too calculated. I don't.
She was worried about forever LaToya up in her house. She shouldn't have worried about Portia. Right.
And then LaToya is a fan. She said, love wins. I love love.
Oh my God. No, she, I hate her so much. Yeah, it's good. I cannot stand her.
She
like,
posted and said, love wins. I love love.
Girl. Oh my God, girl, and you I need to worry about your own messy situation.
Okay.
Like LaToya forever. Like,
and then what? When we were saying love wins, I don't think that was the love we was talking about.
I don't think so.
And the way that they just tried to hijack that has me even more like, okay.
When we talked about love wins, that was for the LGBTIA community, not for you.
A major milestone also. It's not just-
right. Not just you getting a man, not just you getting a new man and
that
moving
like
on.
A legal bill was passed. And
I'm dead. And they were like, hashtag, right.
Not hashtag. My friend's man.
Not I stole my friend's man. So love wins.
Yeah, she is literally, I think, and that's the thing. Sometimes, I mean, obviously we don't know how deep their friendship is, whether there was levels to it, if she was an acquaintance or if they were actually hanging out. But obviously we know that she was bought on by her. Portia is just, it's like, sis, she's dead wrong. And I keep seeing people be like, also, you know, like how you get him is how you lose him. And like, if he's going to go off and do that, because they were only married, I think, for 2 years. And so they were friends for 5, and Simon and Fallon. Simon and Fallon were only married for 2 years, but it said they had a friendship for 5 years. So they had a friendship for 5 years, but they've only been married for 2, which is literally. I mean, that's like that. That's
the girl. It says she's finalizing her divorce.
So wait, and I thought it was final.
No, she went on her story
and said, "I am focused on my healing and finalizing my divorce." So. Portia, you wrong.
Nah,
This is also not beneath Portia because she do this shit. I think everyone forgets that about Portia because she's likable.
Yeah,
but this is very much so. She's known for being with other niggas' man or other bitches' men.
Oh, so. Kenya was in the comments talking about the actual wife has spoken.
Okay, let me tell you something. Kenya and Marlo are going to they're coming for her. They're gonna eat it up. I mean, they're gonna slop it up. Like they are going to slop it up.
Like,
remember when you were talking about me?
It's gonna be given jealousy though. And I'm curious about where Drew is going to stand, because she's so serious about that Delilah spirit. Yeah. And you were sitting next to it the whole time, girl. Where's that energy?
She was going hard about the bishop. So
she was. That's such a good question. Where is Drew going to stand in all this? Yeah, I think it's just, listen, love wins. I don't mean
it. Oh, you can't even say that for that.
Yeah, you can't even say that. But like, you know, I'm all for people being in relationship. If y'all love each other, I love it too. If you like it, I love it. That's what I'm going to say. Right. I love it.
But, I'm still Team Portia. She's dead wrong, no.
I'm still I mean, that's my cancer.
We love her. She's like everybody's best friend. Yeah. That's why it was such a shock. Like, girl. Yeah.
I tell my friends they ain't shit too, though. So that's why it works.
But it was the, like, you know, it's like, but as again, Alyssa was like, who even saves niggas' numbers if you're dating after 1 month? Like, and then all that announcing, and y'all know I don't play that social media stuff in my relationship. So, like, it's just like, no.
Oh my gosh. How many dates have y'all been on in a month?
How? And you pregnant and engaged? Because we know she pregnant, y'all.
We're saving that part for the Patreon. That's the investigative part.
That's the investigative.
We're going to get to that. But then somebody was on Twitter.
Real quick, we fly into Atlanta to look at records. Like, I'm like, okay.
It's giving private eye.
It is literally giving private. It's giving private eye.
Portia said the Sierra prayer was taking too damn long and got her the Alicia Keys prayer. Oh my instead. God.
You know what? How do we get here?
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I'm done.
Goodbye.
I'm just reading what they
both
put on.
Both seem to work. Alicia Keys still married, no?
And you know I love Sierra and Russell.
Still married, so what's the point?
Yeah, like get it. What if you like it? I love it.
Nene also said she loves it. She said love wins too.
She did,
but then she came on Twitter and she was like, I didn't watch the show. So then she found out via Twitter like what was going on.
Nene, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that
for one second that Nene was not keeping up with like all the things that the girls were doing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't believe that for one second. Child.
They might invite Nene back so that Portia can have an ally.
They need the show is Portia's. Portia just now surpassed Candy, like with this.
She has completely. Yeah.
She surpassed Candy. Like,
I mean, you can see that even with the reunion and how they were sitting. Like,
yeah.
And if you are to the left of Andy, you are top billing.
Right.
Yes. Wow. There's even assigned seating for them.
Oh, they're assigned seating. Because that was always Nene's seat.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Portia has, she got her special coming out. She has her pass.
She looks richer. She looks good.
She looks amazing.
I did not realize. I was watching the second episode and they like went back to, you know, I think when she was with her first husband. And I didn't even realize she got her nose done. And I think she got some fillers. Like she looks great.
She looks phenomenal.
I thought she just got her teeth done and gained weight.
No,
she had me bamboozled. Okay, like she
in the shortcut. She gives Tony. Yep, she is
the shortcut. Yeah, and Portia's hair is always laid. Like even everything.
Whoever her wig person is, they magnify.
Yeah,
every time.
Her hair is all. I actually one time looked at her hair. Like it looked. This
was the
go
naked hair.
When she first started, like her hair always looked so good.
Yeah.
Child, it's given. Yeah, I think more than anything though that I do hate is that, especially with Atlanta, like that franchise that always tries to like look, you know, and same thing with Potomac and how they're like, you know, we can't separate women and we're not going to be those women to do this and that. I mean, and obviously it's true, you know, people have been probably messing with people's grandmothers' husbands and shit like that since the dawn of time. But I do just hate that it kind of, even in real life, like it's playing out like y'all cannot get along at all.
Yeah.
Isn't it like a super Real Housewives show with like Cynthia and Kim?
And that is getting boring. No one cares about them.
Is it on yet? Or
it hasn't. They're filming right now.
Oh.
Definitely not watching.
But it's giving like Housewives All Stars. So it's like Housewives from various seasons. And they were just on a trip, I want to say in Cabo last week.
I saw the picture with them all like doing a TikTok or something like that.
Yeah, and they look terrible.
She is too boring.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But Cynthia can go. Cynthia can fucking
Cynthia
go.
Needs to go. It's time.
Oh, it's past time.
It's past. Yeah. If she don't move to LA with Mike Hill and they can be chill.
He moving to Atlanta.
Yeah, I did see that. And they're so boring. She's so, and it's not even there. She is so,
so boring.
Why do you say for this season, but she ain't got nothing next season.
Nothing, yeah. Nothing. Like, she literally, there's no storyline. Kenya is just psycho. So you're going to keep Kenya because she's just psycho. Drew, I told you, I ended up liking her, but she ended up disappointing me with the end with that, especially when they did that damn, did we talk about this? Or did y'all talk about this last week? About when they did the gift exchange for $1,000 and she gave that little raggedy wig. And then that $100.
But how did it end up on Kenya? How?
How?
That was crazy.
How? How?
No, I really. I
would have been hot. I would have. Yeah, I would have beat her ass.
That was very tacky.
It was so tacky.
I'm spending $1,000.
It was. It wasn't even like, hey, here's a gift certificate to from Tay. Hey, look, Tay gonna do your hair for $1,000. It was warm. Yeah. Like, that's also disgusting and unhealthy. Like, that's gross.
And this was still COVID. And she had it in a cat box.
No.
Yes.
The whole situation was wrong.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Like, everybody's like giving these lavish $1,000 gifts because my friends don't do $1,000 gift exchange, baby. And if that is the limit, we not playing around and giving gag gifts.
Right.
Like,
I'm gonna
throw this drink in your face.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah. Move, though. I kept it moving.
Yeah.
No. But this is how I was like, Cynthia is so trash. She got that little phony ass beads from Tiffany's.
Oh my God.
And Portia was like, give it back.
That shit. She was like, I wear Tiffany's. I got them on right.
Cynthia is such, it is not even like a good auntie.
No.
Like, it's like, she just has no personal style, taste. Like, she was better off giving you $1,000 to the Bailey Winery or whatever it's called. Like, them little phony beads. I was like, girl. All right,
now y'all ain't gonna go in on Cynthia now.
No, if you, let me tell you something. If you go to, don't nobody want no Tiffany's beads. Like,
nobody wants
the Tiffany that you could have gotten besides beads.
Okay.
Lots.
Yeah. You should have went to Pandora for all of that.
Hello.
Okay.
Annie and Allie, whatever the little beads is called. Annie and Allie.
What did Portia give? I feel like Portia is such a good gift giver, but I can't remember what she
gave the Gucci. Yeah, she gave the Gucci bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Candy got it. Yeah, I think Candy got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the things were good, but I was just like, this is just such a drag. Yeah, Marlo gave the money. And then,
of course.
Yeah. Right.
Pure Marlo fashion.
Pure Marlo fashion.
Love Marlo. Still love Marlo.
Yeah, this season is going to be, it's going to be probably one of their highest rated seasons. I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
Like, after this was a whole...
And they need to bring back Carlos King to produce it. All of the dolls are talking about it on Instagrams and Twitter.
He got to come back for that.
He got to come back for this.
I am dead. Oh my God. Yeah. So tune in for more on our
on our Patreon.
Real Housewives of Atlanta investigative special. Dun dun. It's giving the Law and Order like sign.
I can't wait to read the rest of these tweets, child.
It's a mess. It's a mess. Brie, so what would you tell your younger self?
Ooh. I would tell my younger self, you know, have you ever seen Married at First Sight?
That's my show.
Oh yeah, that's Daryl and Alyssa's show.
I'm like the guy who has such a difficult time with. I'm like, I would tell my younger self, just keep going. I mean, I really don't know what I would tell my
Oh, okay. You were supposed to write in your journal and you didn't know what you wanted to say.
Keep going, sis. Because I mean, my younger self was such a complicated person. Mm-hmm. Like, I just realized I am grateful for the journey that I've been on and through. Each and every phase of my younger self was just so different. I definitely have gone through feeling like inadequate, not enough. So I think the one thing that I would probably tell my younger self, especially I am a Leo and I'm very critical of myself. I like to be the best if I can be at everything. And I probably would just tell my younger self, like, you are enough. In short, because in every phase, I'm always, even to this day, feeling like I should have had this. I should have done this. If I could have, you know, whatever it is that is not the fullness of what I'm expecting, because I always expect the most. It always leaves me feeling a little bit like I need to be doing more, going harder, da, da, da. So I would just tell my younger self and my current self, like, you are enough. That's probably like an affirmation that I need to bring into my world, because I think that's definitely a place that I suffer, but that's like a big hurdle for me, is like realizing that I'm going hard. I'm doing, even though I'm not exactly where I want to be, I still give 100%, but that's what I'll say.
Yeah, I was like, it's giving now, tonight, tomorrow morning. let me make sure I tell you. Said I was like, yeah, definitely gotta tell myself that this night, tonight, and the next day after that.
Yeah, you know? Like my younger self, my present self, probably myself tomorrow, because
yeah,
I'm very critical of myself, and I always have been. And yeah. I just, my confidence changes, but that is something that's always underlying. I'm just like, I wish I could do more, be more, have more. And I just need to settle and like, I'm good right now.
Yeah. I think it's crazy. Whenever we do ask that question, I feel like a lot of times the answers always do go to the present time. Like, I don't think I've really ever heard an answer that's like, I'm like, shit, I'm telling myself that now in 2021. Like, I'm telling you, 11 year old, and then the current version of you, because you're essentially, now that is something we love own. And so we always are watching like this show, Family or Fiance, if you ever need something to watch. Mm-hmm. And I was like, flabbergasted is my word of the night. I was watching an episode last night, and everything that you go through basically that plays out in your adult life is from childhood, basically. Like every single solitary thing. So it's like, I was like, this is just crazy. And a lot of the things that you either don't work out or you do work out, and like your perspective is going to like change a lot of that. I think you said something before we even started about like, it's, what did you say? It's your mind. No, it's the body.
Yeah, I said
that can adapt.
Exactly. The body will do anything that you tell to do. It's really profound. The mind is the issue, because it's the hardest thing to really take grasp of and control, you know, like your body, if you say run, it'll run. Mm-hmm. If you like, it'll do whatever you need it to do. Even in a workout, your body will keep going. It's your mind that shuts down before you give up. And so controlling your mind is like the hardest thing for me.
Wow. Oh, so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, same. I'm like,
I just wish my mind would tell my body to get a six pack, child.
I'm at just work out. Like, I'm never. I have made peace that until I go under the knife and get I'm never.
That's the truth.
At this point,
have accepted it. Okay.
I have accepted that until I go to not a Dr. Miami or Curves, because you know they got all them Better Business Bureau complaints. But until I get a little like
nip tuck,
I'm not having one.
And then after we recover, we're gonna be right at Spike on the bike. Okay?
Right, exactly.
You gotta maintain.
Right. Cause you still gotta maintain it. Exactly. Not
right at Spike. Right at Spike.
Doing the Oprah Rose class.
Everybody at every phase of their fitness. If you just came back, come on through.
Right, every phase. Right. You, we don't judge. Welcome. The doors of the class is open.
So Bree, how can we support you for people who may not live in Brooklyn?
And definitely share. There's definitely still great value in letting people who do live in New York know about the classes. Another thing that a lot of people who have been doing recently is gifting them. So they'll like give free classes to people. They'll ask us like, can we do donations? And they'll donate like 3 classes, and that's really great, because then we're welcoming the community who may not be able to necessarily afford it. And then we have apparel, so like sweatshirts, t-shirts. I think that's always great, because not only is it like supporting the brand, but it's extending our reach and letting other people know like about Spiked. And hot off the press, we are aiming to open an Atlanta location this year. So
Look, you had a little minor setback for a major comeback. I love it.
Somebody,
that's it.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. And Portia's gonna come with
She's gonna film.
She's gonna film. We have to set this up.
I think Portia giving shedding for the wedding.
Exactly. Shedding. Oh my, that's gonna be part of the special. Y'all, we didn't give them so many damn episodes just now. Shedding for the wedding. That's definitely gonna be one for sure.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, I love that. I'm so happy for you. Look, brr.
Okay, high off the press, so exclusive for Oprah Rose.
Yes, right? I love that. Yes, it's giving exclusivity. and then our last ending question is, what do you know for sure?
I know for sure that I'm built for this.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
You are, confidence. Baby.
Yes. You are. Over there breastfeeding and talking to us at the same damn time.
Opening up a new location.
I love it. It's giving multi-hyphenate, multifaceted, like literally all of the things all at once.
I am inspired. Yes.
I am. Like, you know how you even, you know, Mother's Day was obviously this past Sunday, which also happy belated Mother's
Day. Happy belated Mother's Day.
And you, Bri.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I really think y'all have the hardest job in the entire world. Like, the president of the United States don't have nothing on y'all. Like, it is literally, we were talking about just sleep and balancing and work-life schedules. And I don't even know if you can necessarily, you know, balance. Because I did see, what's her name? I think Shonda Rhimes was saying that, like, you can never balance. Like, there's one or the other that you're more so focused on. But just essentially doing it all. Because I don't care what nobody say, y'all be doing it all. So, just shout out to the mothers. The MUVAS.
Yes.
Okay. I just love Black women. Y'all just, cream of the crop.
You want somebody to get it done? Call a Black woman. Like, I was doing something. I was like, it's because I'm Black and I'm a woman. That's why I got it done. Like, let's be clear.
Literally.
It's true, though. It's true.
I was like, this is the only reason. Some things, it's like, it's the only reason why. Because, yeah.
Girls. For real.
Ooh, child. So the quote of the day is, you wouldn't plant a seed and then dig it up every few minutes to see if it has grown. So why do you keep questioning yourself, your hard work, and your decisions? Have patience, stop overthinking, and keep watering your seeds. I posted that today.
Was that chosen before my
literally, and it's when you said that, no, and it wasn't. It was not. I literally posted it on my story today. Wow. And I had like 50 people be like, I needed this. Oh my God. And then when you said that, I was like, oh, wow. I was like, and our quote always comes full circle.
It really does.
Wow.
Yeah. So literally, and that's also me, because I be talking to myself on my own damn stories. You know, you just gotta keep going. Like you said, but it is kind of that, like, little sis, just keep going.
Yeah.
But yeah, you really wouldn't. You plant the seed, let it rock, let it go.
Right.
Wow, that was beautiful.
I don't know everybody. I mean, like, I was like, what in the world? I said, everybody going through this. I was like, I have never had between that and the Portia post. You know, because it's given duality, it's given balance.
Always.
Get into a little bit of the drama, but then worry about yourself at the same time.
Exactly. We can't be so concerned with Portia that we don't think about ourselves and our own livelihood and mental. Like,
yeah, think about ourselves too.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't do that. So let me focus on myself.
Let me drink my water, hydrate, and worry about my damn self, child.
Because I need this clear skin.
Hello. I'm like,
mine isn't. I just had a little breakout on my forehead. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yikes. Get her together.
I got to get it together. We got an event coming up this week.
Bri, where can people find you? Where can people find you?
You can find my personal is at Bri.Monet, Bri.Monee, or at Spiked Spin, SpikedSpin.
Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I just knocked my mic over because Law has made an appearance on the Zoom, and oh my goodness gracious, it is. But he's given, remember in Home Depot, and he only had his eyes, so it's just literally like, it's just nose up. Oh my gosh,
and it's just biting my knee.
Biting your knee.
I'm trying to keep him quiet.
biting your knee. Oh my gosh, he is so cute. Well, y'all get back to y'all evening. Brie, thank you so much.
Thank y'all so much.
Of course, cannot wait to take a class at Spike.
Yes.
Oh yeah, man.
Whenever you want to come, let me know.
Yes. We're gonna come, Dee Dee. We're gonna tell you. Yeah, look, we're gonna be up in the air just okay. take a look on my little bike. I told you, let me shed these down. I need a damn special slimming of TT. So child, I don't even know what mine would be called, but yeah, get this COVID weight off. So
TT trim.
Yeah, there we go. TT trim. Thanks so much again, Brie.
Thank you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.